Your right mind begins by seeing you as complete. Knowing that this perception that you are complete is shared, a part of you that loves you recognizes the right mind in others too. Hold up with the book just a minute, y'all. Flipping the pages. We're doing a meditation, so let's just tune in. Thanks. Appreciate that. When your right mind sees this perfection in others, this arouses love instead of anger. Since I see something good in you and I see something good in me, it establishes inclusion. So the right mind in you, the Holy Spirit in you, has created you as part of love. It's forever true that you are a part of love. You can't change it. You are a part of love. It's where you are, it's what you are. It's love. To deny that you are nothing but love is to deny yourself and God. It's impossible to accept yourself without accepting love. I'm really excited today. We got some guest vocalists going to be crooning for us today and singing some stuff. Good, great, powerful saviors and healers. We got Pam Christmas and Nene Breckenridge. And you sit in between. So Nene has a CD out that she's just finished and she wrote the songs on. It's incredible. And so we're going to start off with Nene and Beth. And Pam. And Beth is in there, so I had Beth on the brain. I saw her sit down. Had Beth on the brain. And so, Lenny, we're going to get you to do some gifts for us. Yeah. And you can and you can purchase this CD. It's $10.
If you don't have it today, you can go to GardenRoadRecords.com. Beth has her CD out there on Garden Road Records, and Lee has hers. It's John's new record label, produced new pop music. So.
It might be on.
Creeping in on me, I remember. and bless me every day.
Sharing it, you know, because that's such an incredible feeling. It's such an incredible feeling when you create something and you let something come to you as your own creation, your spirit, and then you share it, you know, and then all that joy comes up automatically, you know, because you're fulfilling your function, you know. Let's see where we left off. Okay, let's look at paragraph 10 on page 98, chapter 6. I'm going to read it like it is in the book, and then I'm going to translate it into modern language with a little funk on the side. The Holy Spirit uses time but doesn't believe in time. Coming from God, the Holy Spirit in you uses everything for good. The Holy Spirit in you uses everything for good, but the Holy Spirit does not believe in what is not true. Since the Holy Spirit is in your mind can only believe, can also believe only what is true. Your mind can also only believe what is true. The Holy Spirit speaks and can speak only for what is true, because the Holy Spirit speaks for God. The Holy Spirit tells you to return your whole mind to God because your whole mind has never left God. If you have never left God, you need only perceive it as so to be returned. You just need to see you never left love in order to be returned to love. The full awareness of the atonement, The full awareness of the healing, then, is the recognition that your separation never occurred. Your separation from God never occurred. Your separation from love never occurred. Your separation from truth never occurred. The ego, which is a part of you that is afraid, that doubts, that doesn't know, that's trying to figure everything out, your separated self, cannot prevail against this truth that your separation never occurred.